Democratic Representative Rhonda Fields of Aurora has been front and center during the gun debate. She represents the district where the Aurora Theater shooting took place and her own son was murdered. She says gun violence is a problem nationwide, and Colorado has been home to too many tragedies.
While we cannot prevent every act of violence, we must do what we can to reduce the frequency and the impact of these horrible events.
Field sponsored the legislation limiting the size of high-capacity magazines and increasing background checks. Governor John Hickenlooper called for universal background checks during his State of the State address, but says he was ambivalent about limiting magazines to just 15 rounds.
In any difficult piece of legislation, there's pluses and minuses, right? There's costs and benefits. We wanted to make sure that the benefits outweighed the costs, which I think they clearly do.
And one of those costs includes the loss of Magpul. The company is the state's largest manufacturer of ammunition magazines. They've announced that they're leaving Colorado in the wake of the bill's passage.
Those are 200 people that go to work every day. And if Magpul decides that they do indeed have to leave, you know, that's a hardship that's difficult.
It's been an exhausting and emotionally draining session.
That's Democratic Senate President John Morse of Colorado Springs. Even with so much opposition to the gun bills, he says the measures are what the majority of Coloradans want.
And yes, criminals will always find ways around laws, but that doesn't mean that we should surrender to them. We have to do everything we can to save every life that we can.
But Republican Senator Greg Brophy from Ray blasted Democrats for being out of touch.
These guys, they don't like firearms. They don't like gun owners. They don't respect gun owners. And that shows. And I think most of Colorado agrees with us.
Hundreds of gun rights activists had packed the Capitol to testify against the gun control measures. Dudley Brown heads the Firearms Coalition Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. He says the group plans to pour a lot of money into the general election to unseat Democrats who support gun control.
Governor Hickenlooper and the Democrats in the legislature just handed our organization a sledgehammer. And we get to wade through their china shop in the 2014 elections. Our organization and gun owners around the state are going to destroy the Democrat caucus.
While the political rhetoric was out in full force on Wednesday, the mood at the Capitol from both sides was somber in the wake of the deadly shooting of the head of the state's prison system. Tom Clements was gunned down Tuesday night when he opened the front door of his home in Monument. The governor says he'd never worked with a better person and can't imagine his team without him. Authorities say they have no motive for the shooting, and Hickenlooper says he doesn't think it's tied to gun control.
Tom Clements was somebody who worked in what is oftentimes a cold, dark world with a remarkably open and generous heart, one of the most kind-hearted people I know. And I think it's a coincidence, but an incredibly tragic and sad coincidence.
Two other gun bills are still making their way through the legislature, a bill to require domestic violence offenders to surrender their guns, and a bipartisan bill to ban online-only training for concealed weapons permits. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.